Adam Laxalt, shocking abhorrent proposal to send $44 billion to Ukraine as Americans suffer. By John Binder on May 14, 2022. Former Nevada Attorney General and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt is calling on Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNB, to oppose a shocking abhorrent proposal to send $44 billion to Ukraine even as Americans face historic economic and social problems. This week, 194 House Republicans voted with House Democrats to send $44 billion in American taxpayer money to Ukraine. Those Republicans include House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, House Republican Conference Chair Lee Stefanik, RNY, and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA. Cortez Masto has yet to comment on the proposal, but she previously voted months ago to approve $13 billion in taxpayer money for Ukraine. On Saturday, Laxalt called on Cortez Masto to oppose the foreign aid boondoggle. Nevadans didn't send Senator Catherine Cortez Masto to Washington to ship $40 billion of our tax dollars into a war zone in Ukraine, while at the same time our families here at home are facing record gas prices, crippling inflation, the nation's third highest unemployment rate, and an open border that continues fueling alarming spikes in drug deaths and sex trafficking, Laxalt said in a statement. I call on our Senator Masto to stand with struggling Nevada families and immediately announce that she will reject this shocking, abhorrent proposal, he continued. For once, Senator Masto should break from failed Washington policies and actually focus on the problems here at home. In a Twitter post, Laxalt detailed why he opposes the Ukraine funding. The $40 billion in funding would go to refugees fleeing the region, the Foreign Military Financing Program, and supporting economic and energy needs in Ukraine. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.